Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Butchester. We are talking with Bree B. today about her newest book, Hinder Nathaniels. And I absolutely love it because he is a little ghost that one of the family members are able to see. Now, have you ever had a ghost that haunted your house? Have you ever felt something kind of spiritual around you that you knew wasn't human? Well, the Westland family experiences this when they move into an old house in Boston. A young girl named Nori is first to befriend this very wise little spirit. She tries to convince her family that he is, in fact, real. Yet, they don't believe her. She's only 6 years old, but they think she has simply an extraordinary imagination. Of course, you can pick up a copy of her book on Amazon. Now, if you are listening to this on one of the enhanced versions, you can simply click the link and it'll take you directly to her page. If not, simply highlight, right-click, and go. We have two musical selections brought to you today. Nobody Else by Michael Gray, and you can find him online at conservativespirituality.com. The other is The Church Anthem by Sonia Denise De La Torre, and you can find her at apple.co. That's Apple Music. And of course, click, right click, and go. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's bring Miss B on the call. Good morning, Bree. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you are here. So I want to know about this cute little ghost. How did you come up with the concept or the idea to invent Hinder Nathaniels?
I was always inspired by Casper when I was younger, and I wanted to create my own little ghost. I made this ghost into a spirit. He actually once lived, way before we were born, way before our grandparents were born, 1800s, and when he died in a fire, he wanted to stay in this house because it was his family's home, and he just fell in love with the house. So when a family moves in, he doesn't kick them out because he interacts a lot with this little six-year-old girl named Nori and wants to befriend her at the same time as she wants to befriend him. And they learn so much from each other, and he's not a ghost, he's not just any ordinary spirit, he's someone who will inspire you and help you through life because he once lived before.
What a beautiful concept. I love that. That is so adorable. Now, would you say that your book is especially just for children that are of a particular age, meaning they need to be little kids, or could it be our older youth as well?
I feel like Hinder Nathaniels, the book can be, it's a family kind of book. Anyone who has a family can read this. And it does target more of the teenage population and the young adult population, along with anyone who's like over the age of 5 can enjoy this book. I feel that anyone can read it and just have some sort of connection with the characters in this story.
So wonderful. Now, the little girl named Nori, how did you decide that Nori should be who Nori is?
I wanted to create a curious character. I didn't want to create the ordinary six-year-old. This is someone who's a little more advanced for her age, and she knows how to listen to people a lot, and even when it's something not real. I wanted to create a character that was interested in something that was believable, but at the same time unbelievable. And I feel like that's how a lot of kids are nowadays and why they get so inspired by cartoons, comics, and Nori is just such an interesting little girl. She really learns to listen to this ghost and prove her family wrong. Just because I'm 6 doesn't mean I'm not smart, you know?
You know, and I'm so glad that you touched on that, because when we hear about the stories of children that have shared things with their parents, or with an adult in their life, and I know that I'm making a very broad statement, but so many times the adult that tells the story about something that happened when they were a child in childhood, they say, you know, I told one person and that person didn't believe me. But if I tell them now, they say, really? That happened? And they simply believe me because I'm an adult. And so many children kind of get dismissed with the wonderful stories that they have of things that have actually happened. Now, I do think that it takes a smart adult to know the difference between when the child is, you know, using their imagination and when there's a possibility that something is going on. So thank you so much for touching on that. Now, I wanted to ask you about the uniqueness of the relationship that Henderson has with the family. Why do you think that you wanted to put such an emphasis on him being a helpful ghost as opposed to just the typical ghost? Or why was Nori able to see him and the other people were not able to see him? Was that important?
It was important because Nori's more of a listener. She shows my readers that the more open you are to understanding something or believing in something, things will work out, and that's with anything. Mm-hmm. And you'll learn to understand more people. The teenagers in the book, Ariana and RJ, they're very into their little phones and always texting, always want to throw
right.
a party. RJ wants to always play basketball. They're high school kids. They're not really open to the not so believable, you know what I mean? They just think
right.
that,
mm-hmm.
oh, my phone's more important than anything else. So
mm-hmm.
you're not going to see what's right in front of you when you have all these distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Nori's able to see it.
Yeah, I love that. And that's really important that you showed the contrast between the various characters, which is so true about the things that go on in our lives from day to day. So I totally get it. Well, listeners, we need to take a very short break, but when we get back, we will continue this conversation with author Bree B. about her newest book, Hinder Nathaniels. The music that you are about to hear is The Church Anthem by Sonia Denise De La Torre. Her music is available on Apple Music. We'll be back right after this. And that is The Church Anthem by Sonia Denise De La Torre. And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are talking to author Bree B. today about her newest book entitled Hinder Nathaniels. And we have a friendly little ghost that is interacting with this family, and it is just the cutest thing ever. I absolutely love the concept of what you are doing here. Now, Bree, I want to ask you, and I keep saying this particular book because I believe this is not necessarily the only book in your collection. Is that correct? Have you authored other books?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've authored,
can you tell us a little bit about that?
I've authored, my first chapter book was about anti-bullying, and it's called Swoop, S-W-O-O-P. It's about a teenage girl who faces a lot of bullying and low self-esteem in the high school environment, and her cousin gives her a magical ring and makes her more powerful to stand up for herself and to really be encouraged by her own talents and not be afraid to show them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one of them.
I really like that. I really like that. You know, don't be afraid to show your own talents. With all of the books that you have written, what would you say is, like, one of the hardest things about being a writer? Is it coming up with the ideas? Is it making sure you have character development? Is it getting it published or getting the word out there? What would you say is the hardest part about being a writer?
I would say there are so many different steps to being a writer, and mm-hmm. there's just so many things that go through your mind as you're writing and drafting. The hardest thing I would say for me is editing, because I'm thinking at the same time about what the characters are saying and still trying to keep up with my words.
Right.
The second hardest thing is publishing, because you do have to save quite a bit mm-hmm. just to get it mm-hmm. published. So I would say it's different. There's different challenges as you go through the process. But I guess mm-hmm. that's with anything in life that you want to pursue.
Exactly. That is so true. That is so true. And sometimes being patient is definitely one of them. And believing in your dream, just kind of standing firm on it and knowing that it will come to fruition. You described that one. Now, on that same kind of vein about writing, so many people have an idea of what's supposed to happen when you write. Do you have a particular way that you need to write? Meaning, like, does it need to be dead silence? Do you need to be by yourself? Or is it just as fine for you to go to your local coffee house and, you know, put in your earbuds and crank out, you know, a few pages or a chapter or two?
That's a really good question. It gets harder sometimes when there's complete silence, and then it gets easier when there's, like, a lot of noise sometimes. It depends on, mm-hmm. like, the energy and my mood at the same time.
Right.
Believe it or not, your attitude sort of affects your outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're writing. My characters pop up anywhere at any time. That's why I'm glad I was born in the era where there's iPhones, mm-hmm. because I'm able mm-hmm. to write right on my iPhone. Just click, 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 click. Right, I text my notes on my iPhone, so whenever my characters pop
right.
up and they'll be like, hey, I have an idea, and I just write it down, and then I incorporate it into a story. So
that is awesome.
Having a great
that
imagination
is true.
Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if
that
you
is
have that
so
imagination. I just, mm-hmm. they pop up anywhere at any time, and I just note what they say down. So thank God I was born in this era of iPhones.
That's right. It allows us to capture our creativity. You kind of nailed it there. That's true. Now, we only have a few minutes left in the show, and I want to make sure that people are able to, out of your mouth, are able to follow you online and pick up a copy of your book. So if you would please, Bree, can you remind everyone, where can they get a copy of your book, and how do they find you online?
You can get a copy of my book on Barnes & Noble or at Amazon, or you can just Google it and that you can order it from there. Its name is Tender Nathaniels. And Swoop, SWOOP, you can also get a copy Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or just Google it and order it yourself. And I'm really excited for you guys to read this book. It's very empowering. And I have a surprise for you, Miss Angela.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Tender's also Christian. He's also a Christian. He goes to church with the family.
Yay!
Yeah. But no one else can see him. Only the family this time.
Good job. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you. Thank you. I
He's
love
a church
that surprise.
Boy.
I love it. Well, listeners, I think that is a great way to end this episode. That was beautiful. I loved it. Bree, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I know that you probably have more books inside of you. Please feel free to come back on my show anytime.
Thank you. It's so nice to hear from you again. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And listeners, of course, thank you so much for being on the show as well. And, of course, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all that you do. Until next time, everyone, be blessed in the Lord. Bye-bye.